B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, you're on the
worry
air.
About it.
Hello.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, can I speak to the traffic guy, please?
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
I'm here, buddy.
Yeah, well, that fella that called in.
Yes. Mitchell.
He's telling you the God's honest truth.
About what? About a billboard.
The billboard that says don't drive distracted.
He's telling you the God's honest truth.
So you've seen the billboard?
No, I haven't.
Well, then how do you know he's telling you the truth?
Tell him.
Oh, no.
He tells me he saw it. I believe him.
Oh,
I know him a long time.
You're in the car with him, aren't you?
Yeah, you got Mitchell right there driving, and you're sitting in the car with him.
He may be—he's a good man. He ain't no liar.
Where? What state are you from, sir?
That's none of your business.
No,
he just come by and pick me up from Jamaica Bay. We're on our way to the airport to pick up a bunch of Northerners.
What? What's your
name?
Hold on
a second.
What?
He wants. There you go.
No, there you go.
No, yeah.
You get one of your buddies to call.
In the pudding, I have a witness.
you don't have a witness. He's never seen the billboard. He's never seen it. Hey,
he will vouch for me.
Hey, Mitchell, what's your buddy's name? And where's he from?
His name is Harvey.
Yeah.
He from Wisconsin, too?
He's from up north.
Up north, naturally.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen this billboard that this clown ass is talking about? I don't know. I have not seen it. It's supposed to be on I-75 and says, what, you bonehead?
You know what? I didn't serve this country for 20-plus years to be talked to like this.
What does the sign say where you nearly got into an accident on 75? What does the sign, the billboard, say?
I'm not entirely sure.
No, of course you're not.
I was distracted. It says something to the effect of distracted drivers are bad.
And it distracted you.
It nearly caused me to wreck. And by God, I didn't spend 20-plus years serving this country.
Serving this country.
To be talked to and called a liar.
What have you served in this?
Were you in Korea, Mitchell?
No, I was not in Korea.
Where were you?
Where did you serve?
I worked for a utility company in Wisconsin.
And so that's what you call serving
this country?
Well, if, by God, you go home today.
Yeah.
And if you've got no lights and no water.
Yeah.
Well, by God, then you'll know what I mean.
All right. And so you're driving around with Harvey, are you? Another friend from the north.
Right.
And you want to know about this billboard?
I successfully navigated Interstate 75. I was able to navigate my way through the god-awful nightmare that they have put together, slapped together at Alico Road.
Alico. You want to shut up
Evidently, they don't maintain the roads here.
Uh-huh.
I headed down Alico Road.
Alico.
Keep in mind, I just got into town.
Naturally, from up north.
Just a couple of days ago, and I had to drive through a grass field that they have allowed to grow over Alico Road.
Hold on. Ahoy, K-Rock.
Ahoy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a message that what the sign reads is, grumpy old man needing not drive.
No, I didn't serve this country for 20-plus years to be talked to that way by a redneck jackass like you.
Don't go that way.
Mitchell's making friends.
You know what?
You're making friends every second.
I was raised that you show respect to people, and if people don't respect you, by God, you cut their power.
Can you please...
right there at the main line.
Can you say in one sentence...
Nothing will shut somebody up like cutting their power.
What do you want to know? What this billboard says?
I have told you what it says.
So what do you want us to do about it?
What do you want us to do?
I don't know exactly what it says because I was distracted.
All right, hopefully somebody has seen it. I personally have not
I
seen it.
I think it is an idiotic, backwards-ass, redneck move... by Governor Jeb Bush.
He's not governor. Hello, K-Rock, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi. Do you know what this gentleman's talking about?
Yeah, I saw the sign.
You saw the sign?
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
Finally.
What does the sign say?
Is that hang up I don't get kill hang up and dry, I think.
What? Yeah, I couldn't understand what the hell that guy was saying. You want to talk about somebody from up north? That's a guy from another country.
Yeah. I think it said straighten up and fly right.
No, it didn't. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Do you know what this billboard says?
I think it says Yankee, go home.
I would. No, I'd
why
like that.
Why don't you go back and eat your grits and hot sauce? I could do without a billboard that says, please don't abort me.
Oh, God. Yes,
now,
we all could.
No, I've seen that.
Yes.
I've seen
it.
Shut up,
Barbie.
Jeez. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
How are you?
Hey, I've seen the sign.
What does it say?
It says, free cup of coffee for everyone 55 or over.
I wish I'd seen that. You know what we could do with more of?
What's that?
And I don't know if you gentlemen, I've been wintering in Florida for most of my life. And you know what I miss is the old Hawaiian Tropic billboards with the little girl with the bare bottom.
That wasn't Hawaiian.
That was
Tropic.
Copper Tone,
I believe.
Copper,
that was a Copper Tone girl.
Don't argue with me.
And that was Jodie Foster.
Yeah. That wasn't Jodie Foster.
Yep, she was the original Copper Tone girl.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's an urban legend.
It is not. I saw an interview with her. She confirmed it.
No, that's insane.
She Jodie
Foster
it.
Is a well-documented lesbian.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. How you doing, Stan?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, you know, I haven't seen the sign, but tell these northerners go back to Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and bye-bye.
All right. Where are you from originally?
Originally, Jersey.
Okay.
There is a billboard.
Uh-huh. We know.
Plain as day.
Yeah.
That says straighten up and fly right and don't be distracted by it.
And you were distracted by it.
I've been hypnotized.
How many years you served the country?
20 plus years.
Doing what?
Serving the country.
No, you held down a job. That's all you did.
You were a lineman for the county.
Yeah, you worked for a utility.
And I worked the main road. Yeah, I get it.
Ahoy.
Good song.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
How are you?
I believe that sign said, save the South, run a Yankee off the road.
Boy, somebody still hasn't gotten over Appomattox.
You know what? You're in Florida right now. There are people. There are what they call natives in the state of Florida.
You know, my only regret is that General Sherman didn't go far enough.
Oh, God. Oh. You know what? You're not making any friends.
Nope.
You're not making any friends.
He got plenty of friends.
Oh, shut up, Harvey. Nobody knows
what
the hell you're looking at.
You won't be speaking to me that way a week from now when I'm in uniform.
What do you mean you're in uniform? What?
I'm a police officer.
You are not, liar.
Oh, I know what he is.
What is he?
Security guard somewhere.
Are you a security guard? Is that what you are?
I most certainly am not. I am a volunteer law enforcement officer with the voice program.
The voice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the, they don't put the red and blue lights up on the top of your car. Yeah. Just yellow.
Yep.
Because you can't arrest.
Nope.
Well, I can certainly cause you a lot of trouble, and I plan on doing so.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, guys.
How are you?
Hey, I was wondering... What Mitchell Gump there? Is he driving the short bus or riding it?
Again, yeah, please. I don't need.
We don't need personal attacks. On
no,
this
I don't need.
It sounds like someone didn't get their dose of heroin this morning.
Oh, jeez, Mitchell, come on. Are you done? Are you truly? Are you done?
You have said nothing nice to.
To bring a public safety issue.
No, it only
affects
you.
The attention of the local media here, which is god awful, and you're a big
part
of that.
It. Right. Okay. Ahoy.
Ahoy, guys.
How are you? Do you know about this billboard?
No, but what make, model, color, and where is y'all in
the? Wants to know the make, model, and color of your car.
I am not. Making my way on 6 Mile Cypress, Benjamin C. Pratt. I am driving a forest green Econoline van.
Yeah. We're, two people in there right now as you're headed off to what?
Towards the. We're on our way to pick up more Northerners. Isn't that right, Harvey?
That's right. And that's where we came from.
Ahoy.
plenty more Harvey.
I know that Harvey would not do well over in England driving on the other side of the street.
No, he'd be very confused.
Yay.
Oh, by God, you know, we've dealt with Johnny Rep. Now we've got to beat the British back again. How many times do you have to get your ass handed to you before you realize that we're the big winners?
Yeah, but you know what? You and your kind need to learn how to tip waitresses a little bit better instead of the $1.19 that you give us.
Let's take it.
I didn't serve this country for 20
you
plus years to be taught
this
that
country.
Way, to be talked to in that fashion by some limey.
Now I'm gonna tell you, Mitchell. I got to wrap the show up now. There has not been.
Scott, will you please listen to me?
There's not been a single person.
Will
that
you
has seen
please
your
listen
what?
To me? There is a public hazard on Interstate 75.
No, there isn't.
That is drawing driver's attention away from the road where it should be and onto a billboard that implores them to not be distracted.
You're the hazard.
You're
the hazard.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Rob's combing
the only
beard.
Place in Southwest Florida where drunk Canadians and law enforcement don't show
so gross.
Stan and Haney on 96 KROQ.
Seriously?
Hi, everybody. I'm watching him over there. He pulls out a, you know,
remember, a beard comb?
You know, the 1950s style pocket comb. And
Comb Rob!
Oh, please.
It gets nappy because of the Jeep.
Jesus.
I know.
It's a different generation.
Yep, it is. It is. It's a different generation. And you, my man.
What's happening?
This rascal. I'm going to tell you right now about Dave. You know what?
I'm glad to see you up and happy because a minute ago you were telling him to wipe the smile off his face.
Well, he was getting. This guy was telling me in the office what a prankster he was as a kid. He was the king of the jokes, and he was telling me all about the jokes he used to pull on people. Well, you know, the practical jokes.
I thought that they were played on him because he was a little kid partying with 20-year-olds.
I said, hey, you were quite a jokester. You darn right I was.
Yeah.
Practical joker. Well, he has all the tricks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, so me and Stan are in there.
Absolutely.
Well, me and you were in there watching, Batman bits?
Yeah.
No, that Dave, that was Congress, and that was Batgirl.
But we were sitting there watching all these bits, and I remember having the little buzzers, you know, the little hand buzzers where you shake people's hands.
Joy buzzer?
Yeah. But yes, I remember this one thing.
What's his name? The Joker.
Yeah, the Joker.
It had a hand buzzer.
Yeah, he kept going up.
Was it a Minkman?
Cesar Romero. No, it wasn't a Minkman. But he goes and is shaking the guy's hand, and it's one of them cheap Minkman hand buzzers. But the guy goes and he's like passes out.
Yeah,
and so this guy, Mr. Prankster himself.
So I'm sitting there and I'm telling Stan, I said, you know, one of the biggest jokes I used to love doing, and I can't remember the name of the product.
And they don't make them anymore.
Was it a joke or a prank?
Well, it's a prank.
It was a prank. It's a prank. At the expense of others.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would happen is after my dad would get like 4 or 5 beers deep. You know those, it's like a little piece of cardboard you'd stick in the people's cigarettes, and when they
light them,
they would blow up.
Yeah, a cigarette load.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can still buy those.
You laugh a minute.
Yeah, it was great, though, man. Prankster. I used to, but he would get so pissed because I'd burn up packs and packs of smokes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd just load them up, you know, boom, boom, boom. Every cigarette, he'd go to get a beer, light a smoke, bam, damn it! You know?
And he never knew who it was.
Oh, no, I got my ass whipped quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, but, that, you know, hand buzzers, loaves, and cigarettes.
A lot of fun.
So would you, you'd load up the cigarettes and then you'd wait however long it took to watch him do it?
Oh, yeah, I'd be playing in the pool or whatever, and I'd wait, you know, I'd be sitting there drinking a beer, and then there he goes, I'd
then
watch.
Fun time.
Yeah.
You're getting your ass beat.
Damn right.
Yeah.
And you're all wet in the pool, so it'll hurt even worse.
Yeah, I know, man.
Probably got a little sunburn.
I got
all wet, and here comes the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got my ass beat.
So I thought you were talking about these were good times. You were telling
me. Well,
they were, but
now I'm
laughing.
Well,
and now Haney's telling you, and you're agreeing with him that you got your ass beat.
Because I'm remembering
now how many
ass whippings I got,
Stan. Is at this late date to instill the concept with him of cause and effect.
Yeah, still doesn't get how old are you? 45.
And
45.
I'm not 45 yet, Stan.
Did it make sense to you at that time that when you put the cigarette load in there, that yes, you would get a laugh out of it blowing up on your dad, but did you correlate that with the beating you got afterwards, or was that just something that happened?
Yeah, it was just, that was just...
It's like a dog peeing, and then they go and hit them. They don't know why they're being hit.
It's a repercussion.
That's what he did. The other night I was telling you about it. It was, I felt bad because I felt like I was yelling at a dog, where it's just looking at me with that dog smile and like the hesitant wag of the tail. Yeah. Like, why are you mad at me?
Because it doesn't know it's being punished.
But that's what they were called, those cigarette loads?
Okay, yes.
I'm just curious. I'd like to find some.
Well, where did you get them before if you don't even know what
they're called? I got them at the corner store back in the day. They'd sell them all over the place.
Yeah, you know the corner store.
Yeah, where you get the Mad Magazine.
Yeah, right around the street from my house.
And Hustler.
Oh, yeah. Stan. Yeah, damn right. You'd find the dirty ones out back.
Yep. But you could get mad. You could get cracked.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then you'd get, Hustler. Like, you know, fart bombs, cigarette loads, joy buzzers.
Whoopee cushions.
Hell yeah. Those are good times.
That's where you spent your time.
Pick up a bag of tacks so you can put them in somebody's seat.
There's the loads. They're simple, Dave. They're readily available.
I don't know about that, Stan.
And you never knew that's what they were called.
I forgot the name of them.
You
I couldn't
prankster.
Remember.
You were a master. You were a crazy man.
Well, I'm gonna find some.
You're crazy. Nut.
Set you up.
Oh, look at this. Brad Beasley came in today to congratulate me on 28 years at K-Rock with a bag of M&Ms.
And then those are peanut, man.
And then he walked out.
He doesn't give those up easy.
Walked out and was giggling.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, man. 28 years. Here you go. That's what he did.
But those are peanut, man.
I know. You want them?
No, but that's a high compliment from him. Because he likes to keep those for himself.
He might be right.
Now, if it was regular M&Ms, I'd say he was disrespecting you. But the fact that he gave you peanut, he keeps those in a drawer.
Shows he cares.
Yep.
I tell you, he keeps a few other things in the drawer that I'd like. A few trips somewhere. You know what? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you real quick.
You know what? Your relationship with him has held us back forever.
He keeps in this drawer.
He likes me fine. He likes Dave fine.
He likes it in the drawer on the right-hand side.
But you...
What?
Forever, you will be known as ungrateful. Now, I don't think it's true, but that's the reputation you have.
He has this drawer. He gives it to salespeople.
How many times has
Here's
he said...
Here's a vacation.
How many times has he said to you, you're ungrateful?
I haven't said that in years. He says to me now, you get paid, don't you? Because said to him, probably on my 27th anniversary.
I didn't know that was in doubt.
He goes, yeah, that's right. He goes down the hallway, and I said to him, you know, you got to work on something with morale around here. Because you got a bunch of people with their heads down, and it just doom and gloom.
And it's up to us to keep the heart of rock and roll beating.
And I said, you know, it would help a lot if the market manager came around and gave somebody a pat on the back once in a while.
Oh, I don't want that.
Hold on.
No.
It's not a question of what you don't want. It's a question of what everybody wants. So pat on the back. He goes, I don't have to give anybody a pat on the back. I said, we always hear when there's something bad going on. We're in your office. I said, you know, pat on the back might be nice.
You're right. We hear when something bad's going on. When something good's going on, he's out of the building.
Yeah. And he's looked at me and goes, you get a paycheck, don't you?
When something good's going on, you know, he's on a cruise of the world or in Jamaica.
Yes. You know, having a sit-down dinner with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yep.
You know, getting to meet the corpse of Walt himself.
It's the only thing that makes him happy.
I know.
And I, for one, I'm not going to criticize him for that. Most people don't even know what that is.
Most people, with what he's got, will never know what that is.
But he's found one thing
that
makes him happy.
It's true. He goes there without his kids.
Yep. Kids are our bosses now.
Yeah, I know.
They don't want to go anymore.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. And I need to tell you about Naples Nissan. We are now into Rollvember.
Which is even bigger
Rollvember. It sure is Rollvember at Naples Nissan. They're rolling. With a minimum of $8,800 for your trade-in. Push it, pull it, drag it, have it towed in, drop it right there in the lot.
And that's a minimum.
Minimum.
So, Stan, let's say I have a car that I don't think a whole lot of, but it runs and has cold air.
Yeah.
Could it be worth more?
It could be worth more. Sure. That's the bottom, 88.
So, the worst case scenario, whatever you think of your car and go, man, this thing is junk.
Yep.
$8,800.
Get a load of this. Every car on their giant used car lot comes with the same exclusive unlimited mile warranty, lifetime warranty for the automobile. New and used. New and used.
That Aaron Walker is amazing. I don't know how he does this stuff.
And then a 580 credit score or higher?
Wait a second.
It's, you know, you're going. You're driving. Rollvember at Naples Nissan.
Isn't 580 like where the credit score starts?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty low. It's pretty low. So go check out our friends at Naples Nissan, our main man, Aaron Walker. You can go to NaplesNissan.com, take a look at over 800 cars they have on the lot. It's Naples Nissan.
And yes, it's real. Minimum 8,800.
Everything that rocked. We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the broadcast. Coming up on the show today, we're going to have the grab bag for you here in just a second. Matt Mangus going to be hanging out down at South Street down in Naples for happy hour, 4 to 6. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. Boy, what a record. He was 11-3 last week. And best week so far for him. And we'll see how he does today. But not bad.
How'd he do?
11-3. Had he picked the Dolphins to lose as they should have, he would have been 12-2. I just got to show you a picture and I'll ask.
I don't know. They were up 14-0.
I know.
At one point.
And then gave up the ghost.
Yep. Well, you know, they got a call from the owner that said, what the F are you doing? You're not supposed to win games.
I want to, in a little bit, at just after 3 o'clock, I'll do the local beat, Stan's local beat. But I just want to have Rob post a picture right now because this is not the local beat story. It is. It happened in Port Charlotte.
Well, what are we? Are we doing grab bag?
Yeah,
or local
I just want to go. That's no local beat will be just after 3 o'clock. I just want Rob.
You know, I apologized to you yesterday, Stan. Is that not enough?
Rob, go.
I did. I said, you know what? Sometimes I have to say moronic things to make you mad, and then you take
well,
it personal.
It's 3:40, and you've done it.
It's 2:40.
I'm gonna bother.
Oh,
put this all away.
Please don't.
Let's do the grab bag. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug. Pewter Mug North.
How is that nerve live?
It's not live. It is November, and that means is something going on between us? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm looking at your picture.
Don't worry about my picture. Don't worry about it.
Why is that up there?
Well, I was going to ask for another picture, but I ain't got time. It's November, which means a lot of political ads are going to start coming on the air, just like candidate Keith Wilkins.
This November, it's time for a change. It's time for candidate Keith Wilkins. Keith Wilkins knows about the high cost of health care because Keith Wilkins was born without physical openings of any kind. And Keith Wilkins knows about prison reform. It's the reason he's a free man today. Despite any evidence linking him directly to those bathroom videos. And Keith Wilkins will fight for the mentally ill, alongside all 11 of his other personalities, forming a human wall, which won't keep immigrants out, but rather keeps Keith at a safe distance from all of us. So this November, let's really shake up the status quo by electing a mentally challenged former inmate with the taint of a Ken doll. Let's elect Keith Wilkins to work for real change, like the kind that he collects at a local highway off-ramp.
Paid for by people who are afraid of Keith Wilkins and would like to see him move out of their neighborhood.
I will have Stan's local beat in about 30 minutes. However, I do want to show everybody, and I hope Rob posts it, of a story that I don't want to get into because it's just the picture. Man arrested after deputies find drugs, guns in a Port Charlotte home. His mugshot is the mugshot, the Southwest Florida mugshot of the day. Get a load of this guy.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh!
Whoa!
Wait a second. Just gotta Can we get a clean shot of him? Clean mug shot of him.
Evidently not.
No. I need that mug shot. No. When you get it, show these guys, because it's
I'm looking at it.
It's disturbing.
And it looks like a Joe Walsh album cover from the very early 70s. The
guy was picked up. He had all kinds of drugs and needles and stuff and guns in his house, and they arrested him. And I said, now there's
He's
a picture.
He's very animated. Just play the video and then pause it.
Yeah.
Play the video and pause. Yeah. Back and to the left.
Back into the all right. There's
all right. Skip
there's
ad.
There's skip ad.
Minimize virtual keyboard.
I just wanted to show this guy's face. That's all I wanted.
Oh, well, now we're into promo land.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
There he is. Oh,
looks like Paul Stanley.
That could be. That could be a great 70s album cover.
Bizarro. But that has nothing to do with Stan Flocherty.
You know, mugshots are so interesting.
That guy is a whack job.
Because by the time they do the mugshot, you know, you've been there a little while. You've had time to think about it. Some people... Oh, that's not his first one.
No, this evidently is another one.
Oh, so this is his latest album.
It's not
his.
There's a bunch of them for this guy.
Has he got a photo array?
Oh, yeah, there's this one where he looks semi-normal.
Oh, come on. That's
There's him with a
kind.
Goatee.
Oh.
No.
Here's him with a goatee and disheveled looking.
The latest one is the best.
I really would like to license this man's mugshot for a series of album cover. You could have a whole career off that.
Yeah, there it is.
Time to rock!
Yeah!
You see that picture right there? Would you buy it if it was on an album cover titled Rock Noise?
Yes! Absolutely!
That's like better than Joe Walsh.
Yes. Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I know you've got appearances you have to do this week.
Yeah.
Van Hits.
Sure do.
Not first appearance.
Huh?
First appearance?
No, that's another thing. That's court.
Oh, all right.
This is work and not court related.
Thank God.
I just hear you said appearance and just Dave.
Just remember, I don't know where you're putting your head at night, but...
It's Friday.
We're going to make it happen this weekend.
Really? What's that?
Daylight savings time.
Happy daylight savings time. Saving. Oh.
Daylight saving, not plural, time.
I'm not questioning your plurality.
Daylight saving.
Don't forget to
set your clock back.
An hour.
Fall back.
Fall back.
Better fall back.
1 hour.
An hour.
Gain an hour.
Before back.
Okay, let's
back.
Go.
Showtime.
Into the left. Mm. Back.
Into the left.
And
to the left.
I hate it. I hate...
You get an extra hour. Now.
But I don't want it because I'm going to have to give it back in the spring.
Yes, you are.
And that's going to be horrible.
But you get an extra
hour.
But what happens is when daylight savings time starts, you'll never be late for anything because you'll always be an hour early.
Right.
With it falling back.
If you don't change your clocks, but you can remember it.
Yeah, you're going to be late. So just remember.
All right, man.
Because I got out of the rat race. I just don't change my clocks. I just mentally adjust them.
I've noticed that.
I just don't want you to be late for anything.
No, don't worry, buddy.
And what's this I'm hearing, that if you don't update your old iPhone by Saturday at midnight, it won't be worth anything?
What?
Huh?
Well,
really?
I use like an iPhone, I think it's like an S.
Yeah?
It's like the iPhone S.
There's no number to it?
I don't know.
Do you have a little thing on your iPhone that has a notification on your updates?
No.
Well, then I think
I use that as my alarm clock, and I need it to know what time it is. That's all it's good for.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
And I don't know what the password is.
Jeez.
Well, for Christ's sake, it was the one that came out after Steve Jobs died.
Yup. Goes back a bit. I think there's been four editions since
back
then.
And to his left.
Thank you.
That's right. Okay, so it's the 4S. Where are they at with iPhones now?
I got the new one, the 11.
It works very well as an alarm clock.
Yep.
Well, most of the time.
Guess what was introduced in fast food 40 years ago today? It helped families all across America and helped people with, like Dave, who only had a couple of bucks in their pocket. It debuted today in 1979.
Your kids will love McDonald's Happy Meal. It's food and fun in a box. It's a hamburger or cheeseburger, regular-sized fries, regular-sized soft drink, and a McDonald's cookie sampler. It all comes in a Happy Meal box with games, puzzles, jokes, and a prize.
A prize?
I've got a Happy Meal.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
We never knew the joy of a Happy Meal.
We never did. No, we did not.
We bought plenty of them, but we never personally knew how happy we would be to get a toy. Because they didn't exist.
I don't even think they had a toy in that when it first came out. It came with a cookie. I don't think there was a toy in it.
God, I miss that age, you know, being a toddler, where it didn't really matter what was in the package. You just like a package, like those animal crackers. They weren't that good.
Nope.
But you wanted the picture of the lion in a cage.
Yeah, and had a little handle on it.
And you want it in a cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like now.
The new ones, the no cages.
You ever seen a lion, Dave?
Yeah, at the zoo.
Were they what you thought they'd be?
Not really. They're pretty lethargic, man.
Yep.
They didn't move around
much. You're right.
Did you try to pep them up? Did you talk to them?
Oh, I screamed, but nothing happened. They just looked.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
Thank you, motion pictures.
Not like fighting with the baboons.
Yeah, I know.
You know this. You're in the movie business, Dave.
Yep.
He sure is.
Yep.
Air Bud. Part,
yep.
What?
Two.
Right. Crowd. They are saying that in the last few years, smoking cigarettes in movies has made a huge return. And especially in PG-13 movies. This is Lib Hollywood. They want to keep everybody safe, right?
If you look at the paparazzi, and I'm not talking about the glossy paparazzi like People or the National Enquirer. You look at the bottom of the barrel stuff, the pictures they don't even buy. You know, even below TMZ, you look at most Hollywood stars, and they always got them walking down the street with a cigarette
always.
In their mouth.
A new report out from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention say there's more smoking in movies than there used to be. From 2010 to 2018, tobacco use was the top grossing movie increase. It was increased by 57% in movies. A 120% increase in PG-13 movies. And who can forget back in the old days when we were kids and we watched the Superman cartoons where he told you smoking bad.
Come on, kids. If you want to grow up fast, take one of these. One puff and they'll soon be in my grasp.
Not so fast, nicotine. If you want to go up fast, take one of these. With my X-ray vision, I can see the harm cigarettes do inside people's bodies. That's why I never say yes to a cigarette.
Thank you, Superman.
Thank you.
That wasn't Superman. That was fake.
It was Superman.
No, that was fake.
Well, in Houston, there's a guy called Mattress Mac. Discount mattresses. You buy one, I'll give you a second one free.
What if I find a lower price than Mattress Mac?
He'll double it. This Mattress Mac guy lost $13 million betting on the Astros to win the World Series.
Ouch.
It says even if he had won, he would have given the $20 million in free mattresses, but he lost. Oh, you just missed a picture of Mattress Mac. He's one cool dude.
Will he be undersold?
Huh? He will. There he is. He will not be undersold anywhere. Old Mattress Mac. Mm-hmm. curious.
I was a little stressed out because, you know, we had such high expectations. The crowd was rocking, and then things didn't go our way. But, you know, that's baseball. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes you get rained out, but there's always tomorrow.
My heart is broken. The best thing could have happened to the business was to give the refunds, because then people talk about that for 20 years. You know, when we did it in 2017, they're still talking about it.
Yeah. What? Well, what are they talking about?
About free mattresses. We'll talk to Broadway Joe about this in a little while. Thursday night football, the 49ers winning. They beat the Cardinals last night.
That Jimmy G has turned out to be a good pickup.
They are 8-0 right now. The last time they were 8-0 in the NFL, this was the hit.
Let's kick it.
1990.
Ice, baby. Ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me.
That's our homie.
Like yeah.
Daily and night.
That's right. Ice, I think he's been on more than once.
Yeah. Both Haney and I had to play this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had Van Winkle on the show a couple of times.
Yeah, we have. All right, I'll play this. The video is ridiculous. They had a local news. Where was the local news at? It was in Calgary, Canada. And everyone was dressing up for Halloween, including the flamboyant weatherman.
Oh, boy.
And he came out as Ferdinand, the mystical unicorn, to do his forecast.
Oh, God, no.
And...
Let's just put it this way.
The women on the set, when he went up to the blue screen, were not looking at his pink hair and unicorn horn. They were looking at the business.
No.
What are you wearing, Witzel?
I'm a unicorn. Jesus, tight.
It is tight, all right.
I'm Ferdinand, the glowing meteorologist. Identify me.
Use a banner up there.
Sure, big one.
You're going to be able to work that clicker?
Absolutely. Look at that. I got magical hooves.
Sure, that's where the focus is.
Because he's wearing tights like a male ballerina.
Oh.
And it's white.
And what's the other guy, a Leatherman?
He's one of the village people.
Oh.
Again, there's a network, Haney.
Oh! What
this
is wrong
this is all
with
okay.
People?
This is all okay, people. This is all acceptable.
No,
now.
It's not.
You know, I'll tell you, Eric Severide is rolling in his grave. Murrow, Cronkite,
Stan,
Douglas Edwards.
It goes beyond that.
Chet Huntley.
All of recorded history, all those that came before us, are rolling over in their graves.
Yes.
I can't imagine that Napoleon Bonaparte is a fan of all this.
No, of course he is not. Neither is Josephine.
What about Cyrus the Great?
No.
Do you think he'd tolerate that? He tolerated a lot.
Yeah. The only thing that only one that would tolerate it would be Caligula.
Oh, you're right.
He'd tolerate it. Look, no. There it is.
Ah!
This is what you get on TV.
That is terrible. That is god-awful.
When we come back...
He should be fired.
Yes, he should be. But they won't, because somebody encouraged it.
Yeah, the news director.
Yep. Well, he was dressed up as his unicorn buddy. when we come back... Dave,
yeah.
Get your thinking cap on.
Uh-oh.
We told you about it last week. We're going to put the clock on
you. You remember, right?
Capitals? No! Your state capitals.
No.
I will go down a list of the 50 states. Out loud, you will tell a state cat state. You must have a response within 5 seconds.
All right.
Or Rob will buzz you.
Got it.
5 seconds to answer or you get a buzz.
All right, get the buzzer ready, Rob.
50 state capitals. If you...
Just like that.
Yeah, because you got 5 seconds to answer.
I got it.
And if not, you'll hear this. Thank you.
And don't forget, this weekend, your clock goes
back and to his left.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Coming up later on today, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. In just a second, we will put Dave the Waterman to the test with Know Your State Capitals. But before we do that, before we put the spotlight on you, because I have a good feeling you're going to do well. A damn good feeling.
Thank you.
I want to go Stan's local beat. This is a good mugshot, too, but a story that can only happen when somebody likes the taste of alcohol and it's Halloween.
I'm shocked.
Headline.
I'm shocked, Stan. Alcohol and Halloween.
Yeah. Dateline, Cape Coral. Headline. Where do you see this guy? His mugshot.
Well,
he's still got the costume.
It's going to be a disappointment after the you already topped the mugshot.
Yeah, this is kind of different because he's in costume. Dateline Cape Coral. A man is in jail for making threats and picking fights while violently drunk outside a bar.
Violently,
yes. Brandon Dahl, age 25, was arrested Wednesday night at Rackham Spirits in Time in Cape Coral. Familiar with that place?
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
You? I like that place.
Yeah, right.
That's a nice
corner.
Place.
Yeah, right around the corner.
It
from
is
my house.
Unclear how much Dahl.
We shot some stick there.
Yes, we have. It's unclear how much Dahl drank.
Oh, Jesus.
But witnesses said it was enough for him to threaten to start fights. And he was even accused of pulling a woman's hair.
Oh, God.
According to Dahl's arrest report, officers tried calming him down, but he put up a fight. While in the back of their squad car, he headbutted an officer.
Oh, great.
A witness even reported to police that Dahl threatened to come back after the officers once he was released from jail.
Mm-hmm.
Dahl remains in custody and faces charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer, and disorderly intoxication. You thought the other guy had a photo array? This one does, too. This guy, Dahl, it was his fifth booking at the Lee County Jail. Now, this does not, that mugshot right there does not do him justice. There is a clearer one where he really went all out on his face makeup when he was at Rackham, because he did the whole thing where you could see his back teeth, like his face got ripped off, and just spectacular. Yeah, that's... Oh, look at the photo array of him.
Jeez.
You know him, Dave?
No, I sure don't. He looks familiar, though.
He's been at it for a long time.
You know, I guess it doesn't bother him. But, you know, for your average person that has a night like that.
Yeah.
Where you just have a little too much and then you decide you want to fight everybody. If you're lucky and you're young like that, one of your buds will step in and get you the F out of there.
Yep.
Get you home. And all the way home, you'll be going, stop for another one. And then you'll run out of steam and you'll go to bed. Yeah. And then you'll sweat a lot.
Yeah.
You couldn't really call it sleep. It's more like you pass out. And then if you're lucky, you'll sleep till morning. Or you might wake up a little earlier than that. And what happens is, as soon as you feel that consciousness, It's almost like you sit up in bed and go, ah! Oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that, oh. That happened.
Yep.
Oh, no. Now Stan and Haney are going to be talking about it. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Surprise.
And that brings us back to the old nugget, think things through to their logical conclusion.
Surprise, Brandon. They're talking about you on the Stan and Haney show.
Brandon. This may seem like fun to you now, but man, you're racking up the arrests now.
Yeah. Five. And last night was at Rackham.
And I think Brandon may be noticing his treatment may be a little different with each arrest. Because the first time Brandon was arrested, it's like, well, he's got no priors. Maybe he was just having a bad night.
Yep.
Let's not ruin Brandon's life. By the second...
It's like, come on, Brandon. Come on, I don't want to keep seeing
really,
you.
Really, Brandon, you should know better.
Yep.
By the third... Brandon, have we misjudged you? Do you intend to be a criminal, Brandon? By five... You're part of the system.
Yep, you're a lost cause.
They know you now. They know your face, they know your name, and any time that you're accused of anything, you're going to be guilty, even if you didn't do it, because you got five priors. Congratulations. Hope it was worth it. Whatever you hoped to accomplish last night, Brandon, I hope you did it. What was that supposed to signal? That you're Billy Badass and you can fight the cops if you want to? Because it doesn't work that way.
No. And you're ruining everybody else's good time, because I like that place.
I don't get it, Stan.
I don't get it either. Dave, you're the one that can closely identify with it. What's
going
on?
You know what? One, maybe two. It's after two, I would think he'd be going, man, I have got to switch things up.
Dave?
I'll be honest with you, Stan. I admit the guy obviously had something going on in his life before he started partying that night, last night. He was pissed.
And probably the previous four times, too, something
well,
going on
I don't
in
know.
His life.
I don't know. Did you know what, though? You know you can text from jail now? Did you know that?
Well, that's convenient.
You know
I didn't
too?
Know that.
You know,
yeah.
What do you know about it,
you
Rob?
You sure can.
You, know?
You can text from jail now.
So how do they do that?
10 cents a text message.
Yes,
I know
cents.
In the state of Ohio, so a guy that I used to work with on the radio got arrested for possession of heroin.
And oh, that's shocking.
Got two DUIs.
In the radio business, was he?
Got sentenced to jail. They gave him a cell phone that you got to pay for, and it's 10 cents per text message that you send out and receive.
And is that in Florida now,
too?
Yeah,
you can do it now on Lee County systems, yeah.
So they issue prisoners cell phones?
I think you have to request and buy it.
I don't know if I think it's a computer you walk up to and type a text. It's
here.
Like a kiosk that you go up to.
Where do you get all this information? You talk to somebody?
Don't worry about it, buddy. I've got my canteen money.
Do you?
No.
Because if you do, you owe him.
No, I don't have no canteen money.
All right,
So he's busted for heroin and two DUIs.
He actually got he was waiting jury or intervention. You know the intervention in lieu of court. He was waiting for that. He got popped for possession of heroin. Was waiting for the in lieu of court. Got into another accident. Fled the scene. Hid in a bathroom of a gas station, and when they found him, he had heroin on him, arrested him for DUI.
What the hell?
Going to jail for, I would say, 2 years at least. That's what they're thinking.
So, he knows he's not leaving jail.
Yeah.
And at some point, there's like a police salesman come up and go, hey, want to buy a cell phone?
I'm not sure.
How much did he have to pay for the phone?
I just know that it's 10 cents per text. I don't know if you have to pay the phone, rent the phone, how the actual phone system works. I just know the actual cost, 10 cents per text sent and received. Hmm. That's expensive.
So if Dave was texting
his buddy. 10 cents on both sides?
Yeah, so if you incoming or outgoing a text message, you're getting paid or you're paying 10 cents each
one.
You
got to approve the person.
Hold on a second. So the inmate gets 10 cents taken out of his canteen.
Yep.
The person receiving it has to pay 10 cents.
No, just the person inside prison has to pay the 10 cents.
What he's saying is if Dave was texting his buddy inside the prison, It would get the guy, the inmate, kind of mad because Dave
it's 10 cents every time,
Dave wants to talk
okay.
to him.
Crazy. Oh man.
Yeah.
But he'd probably have to open the text for it to charge.
But you
it.
Say,
but I bet they'd be glad to have it, though.
I don't know if you're. I mean, if you're in if you're in jail for heroin possession, I would think you'd want heroin more than a cell phone. At that point, you could care less about the phone.
I think heroin is probably more accessible than a cell phone.
What do you got?
Yeah, I agree. Cell phones are hard to get in there.
Dave hit it right on the button. It is a kiosk. And you need somebody on the outside to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can communicate just like you're working at a regular computer. That's here in Florida. What Rob was telling you was in Ohio. In Florida, it's the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're at a computer and somebody on the outside's got to fund it. And then you can go and text them.
Oh, man.
You know, I guess I like a... instant mess, a little chat thing on there.
You know what? We're hearing about that world. Thank God, you know, most days we're going about our business. We don't have to think about it. Is that the world you want, Brandon?
Yeah. Jeez. Well, let's take a break.
All right.
We'll go and do your state capital quiz, and we'll grade it when we come back.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know, but it's eating at you. It's really eating at you. This guy, you can't tell him. They're everywhere. There's somebody.
He's 25 yes. and has already destroyed things.
Yep. Nobody to no. You know what? Nobody to take him under their wing like you've taken Dave.
You know what? It's not until you know you get to 5 arrests that. And I hope people that go about their business and do it the right way hear this. Because somebody's going to sit Brandon down and explain to him that his life is not lost. He'll have to explain the fact that, well, with 5 arrests, you're going to be limited in what you can do. But maybe if we could get you a GED...
I want at 25. Does he have a GED?
Then maybe in a couple of years we could get you a job washing dishes part-time and reintegrate you into society. And who knows, maybe one day you could work the front of the house.
Yeah. Maybe you can be like Dave.
Whereas if you simply haven't done anything wrong, your options are endless.
Yeah, think how far ahead of the game, though, you are. This guy is already 25, only 25, and has already ruined. You've made it to 45.
Well, Dave can tell you what what Brandon's main mistake was.
What was that?
He just had a bad attitude before he went in there.
That's not it, Dave.
What?
And I know you know this. His biggest mistake...
Help him with the first word.
Getting...
No,
still not registering.
Second word. Caught.
Oh, yeah. Don't get caught.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
That's really what saved your ass, isn't it?
Hell yeah. Right many times.
It was right on the tip of his tongue.
Many
the whole
times
time.
I could have been
I got
caught.
I got a break, okay?
Idiot. A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney. On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, and we want to let you know that the 96 K-Rock shop is open for business. I saw it. It's open for business, but there's nowhere near the amount of stuff that's going to be on there. You can go to the K-Rock shop right now for T-shirts and all kinds of K-Rock gear. They've got Dave and Chuck the Freak stuff, Stan and Haney stuff. And through December 15th, oh, that's right, Christmas coming. Through December 15th, get free shipping. Just enter the code FREESHIPPING2019. Visit the K-Rock shop at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. All right, where did Rob go? Because he has to be in charge of the buzzer. He's got to have the 5-second limit because we are now going to put Dave the Waterman. This was something that everybody had to learn in grammar school.
Like an immigrant.
Yep. This is something everybody had to learn in grammar school.
There he is.
And that was the state capitals of the 50 states. Dave went to Knight Elementary School, and we don't know if this was covered.
Well, because the regular school wasn't for him.
Right. Mm-hmm. He didn't get along with others.
Not a good fit.
And had difficulty in class.
That's what the doctors told me.
So here's how I'm going to do it.
What did they diagnose you as?
They never figured it out.
No.
Hyperactivity disorder.
Yep. Spaz.
Yep.
Yep. Loon.
And of course, back then, they didn't have medication.
No. Nope.
Just let it run its course.
They just told his parents.
Just got him out of school.
Keep him away from the candy, and we'll put him in Knight Elementary.
And keep him away from other kids.
Yeah.
All right, I got my pen here. I'm going to give you every opportunity to do this. And Rob, I want a good full 5 seconds for him to answer.
Did you learn anything in school, Dave?
No. Well, he got 25 states last week.
No, they did not care.
Yeah.
So when the teacher was talking, did you just zone out?
No, I mean.
Yeah, he did.
Me and the guys were.
And he was making paper airplanes. Remember those triangle?
I bet he was good at it.
Triangle footballs that you'd kick and all that. Put a paper clip on it, makes it fly better.
Finding out who had smoke.
Full 5 seconds to answer. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. All right.
Couldn't we go with Mississippi?
1 Mississippi, there 2 Mississippi. When 5 seconds is up, you still don't have an answer, it'll count as a wrong one.
Okay.
And also wrong if you guess the wrong capital. I will make it easy for you. I will do these in alphabetical order, not random order.
You know your alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be an alphabetical order. I'll give you the state. You tell me the capital. 50 is a perfect score. 25 is failing. Are you ready?
Sure, buddy.
Haney, we got any music for this for Dave? And again, Rob, a full 5 seconds before you have to hit the buzzer on him. You want to test it out? Make sure I have the right volume. Okay, that's good. You ready?
I'm ready.
I need the state capital. Alabama.
Montgomery.
Correct. Alaska.
Juneau.
Correct. Arizona.
Phoenix.
Correct. You tipping them off? You're tipping them off!
No, I'm just nodding my head.
He's not, he's just nodding his
turn
head.
Turn your back.
How's he tipping me off? He
no, all I was doing was nodding. Good job.
Yeah, that's all he's saying, bro.
Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Correct. California.
Sacramento.
Correct. Colorado.
Denver.
Correct. Connecticut.
Hartford.
Correct. Was he within the 5 seconds on that, Rob? Was he within 5 seconds?
Yes, he was.
I'll debate Delaware.
Prairie Town.
Incorrect.
What?
I don't know.
Prairie Town?
You don't know Delaware? Dover.
Oh, damn. They raced there.
Florida.
Tallahassee.
Yep. Georgia.
Atlanta.
Yep. Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Yep. Idaho.
Boise.
Yep. Illinois.
Springfield.
Yeah. Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, damn. Come on. He was right on it.
No. That was Indianapolis.
Yep.
And it was halfway out of his mouth, and you buzzed him.
No, it was. He had the wrong Iowa. Yeah. Des Moines.
Oh, damn. I knew it.
Kansas.
Kansas City?
Nope. Topeka.
Oh.
Kentucky.
Springfield.
Nope. Frankfort. Louisiana.
New Orleans?
Incorrect. Baton Rouge.
That's right.
Maine. Don't look at Haney.
I'm not, dude. I'm staring
Clock's
at the map.
Clock's moving. Yeah, Augusta.
Man, I started off so hot,
you
man.
You did. There we go. Maryland.
Oh, that's another state. I'm thinking
Maryland.
That's what I keep wanting.
Annapolis.
No! Submarines.
Massachusetts.
Boston.
Correct. Michigan.
Oh, Detroit.
Incorrect.
Oh, Ann Arbor.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Lansing.
Ow!
There we go. Minnesota.
Minnesota, man. The Vikings play there, man.
St. Paul.
Damn. All right, come on.
There we go. Mississippi.
Jackson.
Correct. Missouri.
St. Louis.
Incorrect. Jefferson City. Oh, you got that one right. Hold on, I don't want to chip you out of a point.
Thank you.
Montana.
Ooh. Twin Falls.
No, Helena.
Twin Falls.
Nebraska.
Springfield.
Incorrect. Lincoln.
Damn.
How many times have you said Springfield?
At least three times.
I have, haven't I?
Nevada.
Not Reno.
Carson City.
Yeah.
He was right. It's not Reno.
It's not Reno, dude. I'm like, Carson City. Why can't I think of it?
New Hampshire.
He's not doing nothing. He's not doing nothing.
New Hampshire. Time's up.
Yeah, give me one.
Concord.
Come on, man.
New Jersey.
Jersey City.
Incorrect. Trenton. Now, look, we got a few more to go. I want you to regroup. I want you to calm down. And don't say Springfield anymore.
All right,
I'm going to tell you right now.
I know that there's Springfield in there somewhere.
Springfield is not on here.
That's kind of his go-to.
Springfield was Illinois, and you got that correct.
All right, give me a second.
Okay, go ahead. You know how to take a Goody's headache powder? Do you know how to do it without choking?
There's two ways, Stan.
Yeah, and each way you do it wrong. Now, come on, I want you to gather yourself.
Yeah. Woo!
Let me know when you're ready to continue.
Little intermission, Stan?
Yeah, little intermission. And we were going to go and continue. Again.
All right.
You're on a 5-second clock.
Let's go.
We are still in the ends as far as states. Your job to name the state capital. You started out very strong.
Yes.
You have faded. I think you were losing your concentration. So we will continue. We last left off with New Jersey. You got it wrong.
Yeah, it was Trenton.
It was Trenton. New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Wrong. Santa Fe.
Damn it. And it's a 50-50
guess. You were like ripping them off.
I know, man.
Bam, 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 and then nothing.
Yep. New York.
Rochester.
Albany.
Damn it.
Wrong.
I mean, I'm in the state, bro.
Well, good for you. North Carolina.
Asheville.
Raleigh. See, you're not even. See, this is why you're not. You've stopped trying,
no.
And this is why he was in elementary night school, because he'd get halfway through a quiz and he'd just give up on it.
No. Yeah, and the quiz went alphabetically, so he'd get the first couple and then nothing.
Yep, because he was able to eyeball it. North Dakota.
Butte.
Bismarck. See, stop. I want you to be serious about this. Because I'm looking at it right now, and it's disgusting.
I know.
You were doing so good.
I know, man.
Yeah, because he went and gave a quick glance.
No.
Tried to memorize the first five or six.
I don't know what order Ohio. These things are going in, man.
Ohio. Alphabetical order.
Yeah, well, that's what you
Ohio.
Said. Dayton.
Columbus.
Damn it, man.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Yes, there you go. Oregon.
Eugene.
Salem.
At least that was a city in Oregon, yep. Yep. Okay?
Could have said Springfield. Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Harrisburg.
No.
You know, my advice to you, because you got a 5-second window, and he's giving you a full 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Is if you're try to at least say something.
Well, I'm looking.
Say at least something. You might have a shot because if you don't answer,
been. I know.
If you don't answer, it's wrong. Rhode Island.
Springfield. I don't know Rhode Island.
You went and said it earlier for another state. Try it again. I'll give him a fresh start at that. You've said it before. Rhode Island. Say something.
Lansing.
Incorrect.
I don't
Providence.
Oh, damn it.
South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach.
Incorrect.
These are Dave's capitals of the states.
Columbia.
Dave recognizes these cities as capitals. That's where he goes in each state.
It's you can see Dave in like the fifth grade. They bring him in for the test.
Come on,
and
man.
The teacher's there, and he's all pumped that he's going to do this. He goes in for the test. And he's raising his hand on every one of them and gets a couple right.
It doesn't matter anymore, Stan, because the states are going to be superfluous because the lefties want it all federal.
It's halfway through the exam,
and you
see the quiet hallway and the door open, and Dave walking down the hallway that the teacher's excused him.
This is
all right, here we go. South Dakota.
Oh, Buffalo.
Pierre.
Man, who in the hell?
You know, there's only 50 of them that you got to remember. Tennessee.
Nashville.
Correct. Texas.
Austin.
Correct. Finishing strong here. Utah.
Salt Lake.
Correct. Salt Lake City.
City.
But I'll give it to you. Vermont.
Hudson.
Incorrect.
Montpelier.
What kind of name is that? Some French stuff? Montpelier.
Oh, no. I just got a text from Matt Mangus.
What?
Who is the one person that we did not, and I begged him not to, go out to South Street down in Naples for the KRK?
Our buddy Tom from Melbourne?
No, not him. No. He's called up. Matter of fact, he made a song for Matt Mangus.
Uh-oh.
And Matt just said scatters out there.
Boy.
And they can't get rid of him.
No.
Not voluntarily, no.
No. We have to have him removed.
Where's the family car?
Yep. Yep. He rides in the back. Dave, Virginia.
Yep. Virginia City.
Richmond.
Oh, damn it.
See, I even tried to distract you. Talk about scatter. Raising hell with Matt Mangus. But it doesn't work. Washington.
State?
These are state capitals. Washington.
Olympia.
Correct. Did you tip him off on that one?
Nope.
How could I tip him off?
Yeah, man. All he does is shake his head.
West Virginia.
Oh.
Don't look over at him either, Haney. Charleston.
I got a real problem with the Northeast.
Yeah, you got a problem. Here we go. Two more left, Dave. Right. Wisconsin.
Madison.
Correct. Wyoming.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. Clock's ticking.
Hold on. Don't hit the button. Oh. Oh.
Cheyenne.
Oh, I knew a chick by that name too, man. That's why I knew it. I knew a girl. Her name was Cheyenne.
Let's see how he did. You started out so strong. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. You got 20 state capitals right.
Woo!
You got 30 wrong.
Woo! Girl,
so 30.
Sorry. Worse.
Worse than identifying states on a map.
Oh.
You only were able to name 20 state capitals.
Not cool, man. Nope.
Let me see what... Matt's saying about, yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh! Matt Mangus also told me something, too. That scatters down there.
Yeah.
Did you get some coaching before you took the quiz? Not that it mattered. And if the person that gave him to quizzed you on him, he didn't help you any. Did you get quit? Did you ask somebody to help you?
No, I didn't ask anybody
ask somebody
to help
you.
Somebody asked me what they thought was going on the show today, and I said state capitals.
And they
they started rattling off stuff.
Did you, Joey, and you go?
Yeah, Joey
and,
started rattling off stuff, but I didn't. I went to like two or three.
Couldn't concentrate that.
No, man, I had things to do.
He was trying to give you the answers.
No, he wasn't.
That's what I was told.
Oh God, I can't catch a break.
20 right. 30 wrong. Good job, Dave, and good job, Joey, for helping him.
Come on, man.
We're going to take a break.
I can't be this stupid, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me try a couple that you got wrong and see if you can get them right.
No, you know what you can do?
What?
Do it a lightning round. Reverse. You give him the capital, he names the state.
All right, lightning round. Ready? These will be the ones that you got wrong. All lightning
right.
round.
All right.
And I'm going to give you the state capital, you give me the state. Dover.
Delaware.
Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Des Moines.
Iowa.
Topeka.
Kansas.
Frankfort. I figured.
I just know Germany.
Baton Rouge.
Louisiana.
Augusta.
Maine.
Yeah. Annapolis.
Maryland.
Lansing.
Michigan.
St. Paul.
Minnesota.
Jefferson City.
Iowa.
Nope.
Nope. Wyoming. No.
We'll be back.
Butte.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock. What pathetic.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition.
Woo.
Matt Mangus now hanging out at South Street for happy hour. Down in Naples, go on by and see him. I'll give you more details about that in a little bit. Before we do a traffic and news headlines and all that stuff, I've been wanting to find out about this. We have a new Sunday night show here on K-Rock. I guess it started on the last Sunday. It's called Full Metal Jackie. 2 hours of blistering music, interviews, and special guests, plus exciting contests and more. With the foremost authority on metal music, Full Metal Jackie. Rob, can you, I hear this Full Metal Jackie, and I know how female disc jockeys look. Can you show me a picture a Full Metal Jackie, and I want to see if it's how I pictured a female jock. And I'm looking at distant pictures, and that one, what? Full Metal Jackie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little. Those are doctored pictures. I want a good one where.
Very slimming.
Yes. Because there's a few of them. There, that one right there. Look, very husky. And she's a know-it-all. Let me see. Scroll down. There she is. Give me a blow-up. Although she's pretty blown up. That's her. Yep. Full Metal Jackie. But the show's good.
I just don't know why you brought that
Sunday
up.
Night. Well, it's a promo I'm supposed to read, and
oh,
I was.
Say no more.
And I was.
Say no more.
I was listening last week, I'm hearing the promo, and I said, well, this Full Metal Jackie, what does she look like?
I thought that it came up out of the blue. I stand corrected. Stan, good job.
I'm going to tell you, it's a true story, and Haney knows this. We had a midday girl. Very, and I'm not going to say her name. She was very near and dear to Haney and I, but she was
nothing but nice.
And her voice on the radio sounded hot. And she was when we got to know her, and she was a large woman, large, but a great voice, and just a princess of a woman. Invited Haney and I over to Thanksgiving 1 year for turkey stuffing, cranberry, and cat fur.
And cat hair. I remember looking at you.
Her cats were allowed to walk anywhere.
I just remember, oh, look at my baby. Isn't that cute? He's trying to help cook dinner.
Yep.
And I have such warm feelings for this woman.
She's a great woman.
But I remember, because people with cats, they get used to it.
Yep. Others coming in don't.
And they have no idea for someone who has not been in that environment on a consistent basis, what it smells like, what you are confronted with when you walk through the door. And I just remember you and I make an eye contact, and the question was, can we do this?
Yeah.
Because I know you got a very nervous stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stench of urine was so overpowering.
Yeah. Oh, look, old Puss in Boots wants to help with the stuffing.
And I felt so bad because they really had no idea.
Yeah. So we were over there. She was a nice one.
I mean, Dave, about you having a nervous stomach. Dave would have vomited.
No, he couldn't. So it was the Everblades were just starting here. It was their first year, and Haney was doing the public address announcing. That's a little caveat. When the Everblades started in 98, 99, it was the hottest ticket in town. That place was packed to the rafters.
Every night.
7,000 plus every night. So we were finishing the shift. Haney was going off to do the public address announcing, and this midday girl and her mother wanted to go to the hockey game, and I went with them. We got three tickets. Tough to get a ticket. Packed.
But you knew somebody.
Knew a few people. And one in particular, right over there. And so we get to the game, and this was like a Thursday night game, so we come back to do Friday. And I see her, poor baby. She was in absolute agony. Absolute agony. And I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. What's wrong? They make the seats at the arena too small for somebody my size.
God.
And I said, what are you talking about? And she had a... And she wore parachute pants. And she pulled up her leg pant to right where the
her
upper...
Her leg pant.
Yeah, one leg right up by where the thighs are. And both sides of her body were, for a good like 6 inches on either side, black and blue.
Oof.
Because she had to squeeze herself in that seat. And I felt so bad for her because her mom was skinny. And I was skinnier, but I could comfortably fit in the seat. And she was just, and got up.
I just don't.
It was bruised to death.
Stan, I don't know that she'd appreciate you telling these stories.
Oh, she's not around here anymore. She's moved away. There was a reason she, never mind.
But again, I want to double down on what a wonderful person this is.
Oh, one of the finest people I have ever known.
That's my
I'm going to give you, I'm going to give a little plus on this too. Little bonus on this. She went and lost all that weight.
Did she? I didn't know that.
She did, and but she's an older woman now, because we're talking 20 years ago, 20-something years ago.
Uh-huh.
But she lost it all and looked good. But that back then, no. Just a wonderful, one of the finest people in radio that I knew. But
long did it take before she gained it back?
No, she, as far as I know, she hasn't. I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. But one of the finest people in radio. But when you hear a female voice.
Well, did she have her stomach stapled or something?
She might have. She might have gone through the, she might have.
Like Dr. Stat?
Yep. Dr. Nazardan. Gone and done that.
I just have such a hard time picturing you.
What?
Sitting on a sofa watching these reality shows.
It's not, now they're having the 90-day studio stuff where they've come back after all their exploits. Are they still together? Are they not?
No,
how did things turn out? A lot of them didn't turn out the way they thought.
No, and these people are idiots.
And then there's fighting backstage because they bring the cameras back behind the scenes as they're in the green room fighting. Let's do some traffic with our main man. Traffic this half hour, brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. Go to amrageroom.com where you can break up stuff. Yay!
All right, all right, all right, boys. It's Friday. Woo! Come on, give me woo, Stan.
I wooed. Well, he didn't woo.
How about you, Haney?
Woo!
All right. We got two on the board. Let's start. We got a disabled
vehicle. Let's get underway.
Here we go. Choo-choo. Alva, we have a disabled vehicle at Palm Beach Boulevard and Sunset Trail, so be on the lookout for that there. Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue and South Airport Road, and you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, appreciate it, Dave. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Mark Haney's going to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We'll tell you about a college student who got a job.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
Yep. College student got a job. We'll have the details.
Yeah. I'm dealing with somebody, a millennial right now, who doesn't quite know how to get a job. Ooh. It's like pulling back teeth. How come he hasn't called me back yet? Well, you just sent it.
A drunk 26-year-old man fell in love with a pile of leaves and attempted to consummate their relationship physically. A man weaponized a cat by shaking it and throwing it in a cop's face.
Right on.
And finally, it happens every weekend, but this just so happens to be one that we've documented. A woman ran over her friend after an argument about whether or not to leave the strip club. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important, especially heading into the weekend. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies,
Well, folks, flu season is here.
Sure is.
And the CDC says everyone should run out and get a flu shot.
I got mine.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you aren't getting a flu shot.
See, I can stay out of this entire list. Top reasons why you're not getting a flu shot.
Well, you got a flu shot. That means we're all going to get the flu now.
Mm-hmm. No, what are you I got one last year and I avoided it. The first time I took the flu shot, I caught the flu.
Top reasons you're not getting a flu shot.
Okay.
You're scared of needles, white coats, and used magazines in the waiting area.
Jeez.
You actually wouldn't mind spending a few days sick at the local hospital after you've discovered there are some very hot nurses there. Damn right. You risk more walking through the Walmart, through the pharmacy, to get the flu shot than you would if you just stayed home.
That's true.
Look at this shot.
If a Playboy Playmate says vaccines are bad, then they're bad. That's just how the world works.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why did that play? Why did that play?
That is unconscionable.
Yes, it is not Rocktober anymore, and to have that played, we got to wait 11 months.
That's
against the law. Yeah, it
is. And we are a nation of laws.
Yeah. Some people need to know that.
Sorry about that, folks. Oh, my God.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
Top reasons you're not getting a flu shot.
Yes.
It causes soreness and irritation. If you want that, you can get it from your wife. Thank you.
Come down later for both.
We will. Hope Dave can come.
Flu shot don't come in pumpkin spice flavor.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
And finally, the very top reason you aren't getting a flu shot.
Yes.
You'll be damned if you're going to give up your NyQuil highs.
Yep.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Left the building.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from our friend Meg. Regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I was at my desk when I got the
How is she, by the way?
She's doing well. Thank you for asking. I was at my desk when I got the notification Jeffrey Epstein's death was maybe a homicide. I thought to myself, really? Well, we all knew that. Anyone that says otherwise is either A, doesn't listen to your show, or B, still considers picking up a book like Handling Asbestos.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it the day after.
Yep. If anyone did as much campaigning for President Trump as much as I did, and I will be doing it again in 2020, knows this spells and smells like Hillary Clinton all over again. Hope you guys had a nice Halloween. Love the show. Signed, Meg. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
You know, it is a hell of a coincidence. If you look at Hillary Clinton and how many people that she's known and worked with personally that have just up and died.
Yeah, disappeared. Mm-hmm. Tragedy.
Yeah.
Car accidents, suicides. Mm.
Fell into a hay baler.
Yep. Piano fall on their head.
Yep.
The Guardian. Ahoy, gentlemen. Okay. In answer to your question of the week. Oh, I wonder what the Guardian dressed up as for Halloween back in the 40s. The first thing. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. You feel good about that?
No,
one?
I don't. The first thing I remember dressing up for Halloween was some damn clown outfit my mom made me wear. Those were big deal back when the circuses were popular.
Mm-hmm.
He dressed up as a clown.
Yep.
I never wore a...
Make you feel like Toby Tyler.
Yep. I never wore a costume again. Guys, I'm sure you saw where Trump is moving his residence from New York City to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are people who are saying he is doing it for various reasons. I would think it would be to get away from the high taxes. At any rate, welcome to Florida, Mr. President.
You know, yeah, you got high taxes and a city that now hates you.
Hates you, yes. I say, you know, Giuliani, he was beloved in that city.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees would have him a seat right next to the dugout. He's got Yankee championship rings because he was that much of an important person in that city. Beloved. He goes out now to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. He's booed.
You go back and look at videos of him at Yankee Stadium.
A hero.
Look at that and look at how they treat him now, and you'll know nothing is forever.
Nope.
Enjoy it while you can.
Broadway Joe last week was 11 wins, 3 losses. His best week of this NFL season. He'll be joining us in moments for week number 9 of the NFL.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
be shitting no. me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to do some traffic here with Dave the Waterman. Going to tell you where Matt Mangus is right now. He's there every Friday down at South Street. And then we'll bring him on, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks. What a week last week, 11-3. We'll be talking to him in just seconds. But first, let's get you updated. Here's Dave.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Stan, for doing that for me, buddy.
Yeah, how about getting out of that and doing something different every once in a while?
Okay, bud. That's Friday. Almost quitting time. How about that?
It is almost quitting time.
All right, 3 on the board. Let's start. North Fort Myers crash, Slater Road and Bayshore Road in front of the Circle K. Be careful of that there.
Thank you.
Bonita Springs crash, Pelican Colony Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And also in Bonita Springs, disabled vehicle, Old 41 and Burnwood Drive. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave. It happens every Friday, happy hour at South Street, Goodlett Frank Road. And Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. Matt Mangus down there right now until 6 p.m. Happy hour drink and food specials, K-Rock prizes, and you can sign up to win tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on November the 16th. And coming to South Street, this is a biggie, coming to the South Street on Friday, December the 13th, a Merry Mojo Christmas with Blacktop Mojo live in concert. Go down there and see Matt right now. He's hanging out at South Street with 96 K-Rock. Oh, what a week. What a week he had.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey,
how are you, buddy? How did Halloween go? Any problems? Everything went smoothly? Oh, no. No, not again. You know what? And you always give out full-size candy.
Well, I thought that would protect me, but it doesn't.
What happened?
Well, me and my good friend Manuel, well, he's an employee.
Right, but he acts like your friend.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you're paying him.
Uh-huh. And, well, we just
He acts like he's your best friend. He'll come, I bet you, and say, I'll do anything for you, bro. I love you, man. A lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's very emotional.
Does he stay at your house? Does he sleep over sometime?
Well, I've told him he's always welcome. We've got plenty of room.
Uh-huh. So you're hanging out with your buddy.
Well, we spent the day cleaning up just miles and miles of green toilet paper.
Oh, not Big Greenus again?
You don't know the half of it. Now, I'm a nice guy. Yep. I hand out full-size candy bars. I sign autographs. I do everything but beg these kids to leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it would be a great idea to let them know I'm in the Halloween spirit. And I put up a straw man, a scarecrow type installation.
Yeah.
And I thought this would do the trick because around the neck of the scarecrow, I had a little cardboard sign made up that said, no tricks.
Yeah. Bad move.
It was a bad move because, well, the straw man, the scarecrow, whatever you want to call it, was molested.
Molested how?
You know, I hesitate to even say it. I don't want to put any ideas out there, but I had no idea that they made that many green Twizzlers. But on the scarecrow's crotch, there was about a foot of green Twizzlers all tied together, you know, lying limp towards the ground, and my sign that said no tricks had been flipped over and spray painted in green paint, Big Greenus.
That's terrible, Broadway. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
What have I done?
You've done nothing.
You deserve this treatment.
This wouldn't have happened in 1969, I tell you that right now. That wouldn't have happened. You know, they don't know who you are. It's this new generation, Broadway. They don't know who you are.
I don't understand this new generation, and I can't stand the pussification of the National Football League.
Not like your day.
I ran across a comment that really had me steaming. Are you familiar with the sprinter Usain Bolt?
Yes, one of the fastest men alive, the gold shoes.
Well, he said he might like to be a wide receiver in the NFL.
Sure.
And they said, well, what makes you say that? And he says, well, for a long time I thought about it, but the game was too dangerous. But now it's safe. I'll be glad to do it.
Yep. Yeah. He would get Bob Hayes, longtime Dallas Cowboy, Olympic gold in 1964, played a long career for the Dallas Cowboys, sprinter. Remember Ronaldo Nehemiah?
Yeah.
They played.
Yeah, and they weren't scaredy cats.
Nope. No.
When you got somebody saying, oh, I wouldn't have done that a couple of years ago, but they've dumbed it down so much now, I can.
Yeah. Hey,
I'd like to introduce him to Jack Tatum.
Yeah. Big Cat Ernie Ladd. Did you have San Francisco winning last night?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to the schedule. Week number 9 of the NFL and Broadway's picks. He was 11-3 last week. I guess we're back over in Europe, England, for a 9:30 a.m. start on Sunday. Broadway, as the Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars play for a foreign audience.
Well, the Jacksonville quarterback is offering Houston free mustache rides. I like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, going with Jacksonville. Washington at Buffalo, first of the 1 o'clock games.
Buffalo.
Going with Buffalo. Minnesota and Kansas City. I was reading last week, McCombs there for Kansas City said that if they put him in, he could have played last week.
I wouldn't put a lot of stock into that. I don't think he'll play this week. And without him, I'm afraid that Kansas City is not the elite team that they have been. I like Minnesota.
Going with Minnesota on the road. The New York Jets are going to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami to take on the winless Dolphins.
Oh, boy.
Do they remain with... I thought, like you said, they had a chance against Pittsburgh. They were up 14-0 and then blew it. They were blown out.
Yeah, I think the coaching staff there, you know, if they were only playing till halftime, they'd be having a subpar season instead of a disaster. Yeah,
you got to go with the Jets.
Well, they're not that much better.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Pittsburgh was real. Pittsburgh looked like Super Bowl contenders against the Dolphins.
And, of course, Minka Fitzpatrick, a couple of picks.
Yep.
I'll take the Jets.
All right, good man. Stick with your old team, too. The Bears at Philadelphia.
I'm just going to go with the home team.
All right, going to go with the Eagles. 1 o'clock game, the Indianapolis Colts travel to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, big winners last week, Monday night.
Yeah, well, I hope they enjoyed it, because Indianapolis is not the Dolphins.
Going with the Colts on the road. Tennessee at Carolina. I agree.
I'll take the home team.
Carolina. The Detroit Lions going to Oakland to take on the Raiders.
I will take the Raiders at home. Right. Detroit, they're looking to Jay Ajayi to see if they can find a running back. So they're a little lost.
All right, the Raider-Detroit game, our first of the 4 o'clock games. Tampa Bay traveling across the country to Washington State to take on the Seahawks. They looked pathetic last week.
Well, they should forfeit, but then if they insist on playing, I'm with Seattle.
All right, going with Seattle. Continuing, 4 o'clock games, the Cleveland Browns at the Denver Broncos.
Well, Denver just put Joe Wacko on injured reserve, and they're going with the quarterback I've never heard of, so I like Cleveland.
All right, going with Cleveland. You know, I expected a lot more out of the Cleveland Browns this year than what I'm seeing. They're a middle-of-the-road team where I really thought they were going to go and break through this year.
Well, if you look at their roster, the Cleveland Browns do not have a talent problem. They have a coaching problem.
Yep, right on with that. This is going to be a good game. 4 o'clock game. Green Bay taking on the L.A. Chargers.
Oh, I don't think that'll be a good game at all. Green Bay.
Green Bay all the way, eh? All right. Football night in America. 8:20 p.m. start on NBC. The New England Patriots traveling to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Do the Patriots remain undefeated?
Yes.
All right, simple as that.
Now, I will say, out of the whole season, Baltimore is a legitimate threat. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Okay. Boy, if this was a few years ago, it would be something special. Monday Night Football on ESPN, the Dallas Cowboys go to the Meadowlands to take on the New York Football Giants.
Well, let's look at the tail of the tape. Danny White versus Phil Sims.
Oh, those were the days, baby.
I like Dallas.
Going with the Dallas Cowboys on the road to beat the New York Giants on Monday Night Football.
And didn't have such a bad week last week.
No, I said you were 11-3, best week of the year. That's why I convinced you to take the Jets this week over the Dolphins, because, man, had you taken Pittsburgh to beat the Miami Dolphins, you would have been 12-2.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's quite possible that the Dolphins pull this off because, you know, the Dolphins, this is by design. The Jets, it's not, but they're that bad.
Yeah. Atlanta, Cincinnati, the Rams, and New Orleans all forfeit this week. They're not playing.
Well,
they don't want
it. And the Bengals, still stubbornly, a game ahead of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
The Bengals are 0-8. The Dolphins are merely 0-7. So they've got to make it up this week.
Yeah, to get that first pick. It's all about getting that first pick. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 9 in the NFL. The early game, the 9:30 a.m. game over in England. He's got Jacksonville. Here in the States, 1 o'clock game winners, Buffalo, Minnesota, the Jets, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Carolina. 4 o'clock game winners, Oakland, Seattle, Cleveland, Green Bay. Football night in America, he likes the New England Patriots. And Monday night, the Dallas Cowboys. Broadway, I'm sorry about Halloween. I'm glad your buddy there that you pay to hang around you helped you clean up. And this big greenness and the green Twizzlers and the scarecrow, that we can just put Halloween away for another year.
Well, I'm quite sure it's offensive, but no one has ever been able to tell me what big greenness means.
Well, it's hugely offensive. And the best you don't know, and the best you don't even try to guess. And please, we're in November now. That means Thanksgiving, so be careful.
Well, why should I be careful for Thanksgiving?
Well, you've got family issues.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Meet Alice. She switches on her computing machine and looks to see what her friends have been up to on Facebook, the electric friendship generator. She checks in to see what Timmy's been up to. Alice and Timmy have been going steady for 6 months. That's funny. Timmy changed his relationship status from in a relationship to single. Even more curious, he became friends with Donna Whitehouse at 2:07 a.m. Timmy just bungled rule number 1 of Facebook relationship etiquette. Don't change your relationship status without consulting the other person. What a dope. Alice decides there must be some sort of mistake. She sends him a note to see if it was a mistake. Alice waits and waits and waits. Alice is tired of waiting, so she decides to stick it to Timmy. She uploads and tags a few embarrassing photographs of Timmy. Alice just broke Facebook relationship etiquette rule number 2. Don't post embarrassing photographs of other people. Shame on you, Alice. It's okay, Alice. We all make mistakes. It looks like Timmy has posted some messages on Alice's wall. I can't believe you posted those photos of me. By the way, it was just a regular rash. TMI, Timmy, you've just broken Facebook relationship etiquette rule number 3. Be discreet when posting messages on another person's wall. Alice removes Timmy's posts and tries to move on with her life. That's interesting. Timmy has been very busy on Facebook making friends with all of Alice's friends. Who would want to be pals with a grody Jody like Timmy? He has violated Facebook relationship rule number 4. Don't steal other people's friends. Cool it, Alice. No one's going to date you if you get frown lines. Alice is fed up, so she creates a group called Timmy Gordon's A Real Wet Blanket. According to the group's description, Timmy cries over spilled milk. Timmy wets the bed. And Timmy is a communist. Be careful, Alice. This is clearly in violation of Facebook relationship rule number 5. Don't start hate groups. What did I tell you, Alice? All of this could have been avoided by following the simple rules of Facebook etiquette. Have good Facebook manners, and the electric friendship generator will be more fun for everyone.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Friday, just past 5 o'clock, so that means your weekend starting. And we have with Halloween on Thursday, then you have to get up and go to work and... Now you can go and start the week. Remember, fall back and to the left, back and to the left, and do that like I've warned Dave. If you got some things happening on Sunday, if you don't do it, you're going to be late. You're going to be late to stuff.
Well, would you be?
You're falling back. So if something is, you would be early.
Yeah.
If something was at 5 o'clock. But you fell back into the left.
So right now, it would only be 4 o'clock.
Yeah, before, so you'd be early. Yeah.
So now at 6 o'clock, it'll be like it is now.
Right.
So this would be 6 o'clock.
No, this would be 4 o'clock.
It'd be 5 o'clock.
What? It's 5 o'clock now. Wait a second.
Well, he said 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Okay, follow somewhere. Me on this. Fall back into the left.
Back and to his left.
So Monday, this exact time...
will be 4 o'clock.
But when I go to sleep on Saturday night...
At 2 o'clock, it falls...
It'll be...
It falls back to 1 o'clock.
Right.
And to the left.
So this is the time when the drunks get all happy because the bars...
They get an extra hour.
Yeah. So the bars feel like they're open till 3, but they're really only open till 2.
Officially. But they are open till 3 as far as actual hours go because you gain 1 hour.
Now, do they get paid for that hour? People that got to work it?
They should. But they lost an hour back in the spring.
So does it exist?
What?
That hour, what happens to it? Where does it go?
We're actually going back, when we go back into the left, we actually are going back to real time.
No. It's not the time that we have chosen as Floridians.
I understand that, but it is known as Eastern Standard Time. We right now... are on Eastern Daylight Time.
And we don't go back to that until when?
March?
It's a long time.
Somewhere around there. March, April, somewhere.
So we're now entering into my least favorite time of year.
This is your best favorite time because you get an extra hour of sleep.
No. No. It makes me almost feel physically ill.
Oh, we'll be leaving when it's dark.
Yes.
It'll be dark out, and then when you go, and it's like you want to go do something, it'll be dark outside.
When we're not even done with the show and it's already dark,
yeah,
something's gone horribly
depressing.
Wrong.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Devin. Ahoy.
Devin, ahoy. What do you have to add to this?
I was thinking that we voted not to go back to
that. We did. We did.
And when are we going to implement that?
Because they're too busy running an impeachment. They're not going to do it.
Yeah. You think we're joking? We're
so
not
maybe,
joking.
Maybe next year?
No. Here's the deal. We voted. We want to stay on daylight savings time all year round. For the state of Florida, where once we go back to standard time, we'll be on a different time zone than the rest of the country. That passed the Florida Congress. But because we are making a time change, which affects everybody, it has to be passed by the U.S. Congress as well.
Good luck with that.
But they're too busy to even look at it.
Because Arizona doesn't change.
That was a long time ago. And Arizona does their own thing. We want to do our own thing.
Own thing, correct.
But
Is it because we're in two time zones? Is that the problem?
That had something to do with it. But we here in Florida would then be on Atlantic time instead of Eastern time.
Which would be fine.
Which would be fine.
Fine with me.
We'd never have to mess with the clock.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Because it gets dark enough as it is.
Who's this know-it-all? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, fellas. This is Steve. How are you?
Steve, what do you know?
Hey, I was just going to say, for some of us, I prefer standard time. I'll tell you why. I've got to get up early to go to work, and I don't really like it to be dark until 8-something in the morning.
I love that.
Well, I don't, but I know what you're saying. Now, here's the deal. If you say, just say, and I'm not saying this is you specifically, you get up at 7 o'clock. For now, for a few months, 7 o'clock, it'll be a light out when you wake up. Shut whatever that is, or I'm hanging up on you.
Pardon me?
What is that beeping?
I'm sorry. It's my car.
Well,
I apologize.
Christ's sake.
I'll have to put on my seatbelt.
All right, thank you. But what happens is the days continue to get shorter until somewhere in December. And when you wake up at 7 o'clock, it'll be dark too. And it'll be dark when you get done with work.
Yeah, but it won't be dark quite as long. It won't be dark quite as long.
Well, don't worry.
I know for Haney, he doesn't get up in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
crack a noon.
You know, he doesn't care.
But I hate the morning.
But the fact of the matter is, it'll all go back in the springtime. We do. You know what? If you're a 40-year-old person, you've been living with this for a lot of years.
And it's about time we stopped it.
Yep. let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Here he is.
They are destroying our democracy by not passing this.
D-Train just texted me. Okay. D-Train's listening, and here's what he said. I'm in a wormhole. I'm in the panhandle. Heading to Alabama. It's 4 o'clock here. What?
It's four but it won't be nope. Sunday.
Now it'll I think it'll be three.
Yeah.
Now I think, but you guys got me all messed up now. Well, we're messed up on it. Look.
All you have to remember is back.
And to the left.
Back.
And to his left.
Yeah, and then you got to figure it out. All right? Now, unless that's Tom from Melbourne, I'm not taking another call.
Yeah, because we'd drop everything if it was Tom from Melbourne.
We would
Melbourne.
Drop everything.
Yeah.
That, man, we go way back.
Yep.
Let's do some traffic.
Dear God, I don't even know what time it is.
Well, we're on Eastern Daylight Time now, Dave.
All right. All right, two on the board. Let's start.
Alrighty,
yeah.
Here we go.
All right, Fort Myers crash, South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive, and Bonita Springs, we have a crash. Pelican Colony Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail, you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Dave, thank you. You know what? You've done a yeoman's job.
Thank you, buddy.
If you were listening earlier today, we had Dave try to name all the 50 capitals of the states. He got 30 of them wrong. Next week, you know what?
What?
Next week, we're going to do something a little better.
All right.
Well, I will say
a little more fair.
We are going to, Haney, next week, because next week we're doing something different. And it's, well.
Because I feel like you're setting him up to fail. I want to make it fair.
I'm going to save what we're going to do for him. But it's another thing that we should have learned, Dave, very early in our school year. But Haney will be your coach and have a special way of teaching
and
you.
And you're going to succeed.
All right.
I won't tell everybody what it is.
Right on.
But it's something that Haney and I grew up with. You could have grown up with it. You just didn't choose to pay attention.
Yeah, that happened.
I know, buddy. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday.
There's nothing there for that. We're out of there. It's done. It's Rollvember.
Rollvember first.
Yeah, that's right. Double M X I X. Look at it. It had Rob all jumpy. All jump. Do I have something there? Do I have anything? No. It's Rollvember. Unless we can find some cool jock Rollvember thing.
Yep. Time now for things you didn't know. You remember the film Gremlins?
I do. Phoebe Cates was in that.
Yes, she was.
Darn right she was in that.
Okay, you lost me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, if you remember the film, you remember the little Magwai and...
Yeah.
They were all cute until they weren't.
Yeah, until they got wet with water.
The original plan for Gremlins was to use monkeys wearing masks.
That would have been awesome!
And it very nearly happened. They set it up the way they wanted with the monkey wearing the mask.
Would have been great.
But when their test monkey freaked out,
oh,
the producers panicked, threw up their hands, and said, F this. This is too much. Let's use puppets. You know, when you look back through history, if you study a great man, great historical figure,
yeah,
they usually had a nemesis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have. That's what they even say with great athletes or great football teams or great boxers or stuff. To make yourself truly great, you have to have that rival, that nemesis, the one that makes you go at your utmost best.
And this one goes back further than I ever even knew. We all, of course, remember the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Yep, sure. We remember them.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right?
They should, but they don't. They don't have a. They don't even know. They don't even know. You and I know.
But this goes deep.
And you can still read those debates in print today.
But you shouldn't, because then you'll realize that Lincoln was very much a man of his time.
Yep. Yes.
A full 20 years before the Lincoln-Douglas debates, a young Stephen Douglas found himself sexually attracted to a young lady named Mary. Mary Todd. Unfortunately for Stephen, Mary Todd had no interest in him and married a young log splitter by the name of Abraham Lincoln instead.
She even held out with him, too.
Now imagine that 20 years later, Lincoln Douglas debates.
Yeah.
And Mary Todd sitting over there and Stephen Douglas walking. Mary, Stephen.
Mm. The tension so thick you could cut it with a knife.
And then there's Abe, just big smile,
yeah,
big grin.
You know where she wound up?
Insane.
Yep. They had the Robert Todd had to go and put her in a nut bin.
Well, both of them had their issues.
Here's a little tip. Read up on it. I'm not going to waste a lot of time here. Mary Todd Lincoln winds up in a loony bin. Why don't you read about what happened to the couple that were in the box with them? What was it? Rathbone and the little lady? That ended up horrifically. That was a cursed box.
Staten Island attempted to escape from New York in 1993.
Oh, good. I think New York would say happy go. Give me a minute. Staten Island, there's nothing there but a dump.
Staten Island voted to remove itself from New York City.
Good for them.
In 1993. And it appears both parties agreed on it until they discovered, well, that would violate the New York State Constitution. So now they're, like many couples, they're forced to live together.
Yeah. That's surprising. Cuomo's violating that every single day he's in office.
Welcome to Florida, President Trump. Yeah. We're happy to have you. We like you.
Yep.
Not like New York City.
Yep.
Think about it. He couldn't go back there. He couldn't go back to his penthouse.
No. Anytime 2016, before that, they loved him. They don't like him now.
Yeah. Anytime he wanted to go anywhere, it would be such an ordeal.
Yep.
You know, Mar-a-Lago, they can secure that place. Yep. He can get in and out of there okay. But trying to go into the middle of Manhattan and move about, no.
He did the right thing. On many levels.
I know many of you were excited during the headlines when I told you that we'll be doing a story here about a college student who got a job.
Yeah, that's something.
Which brings us to 19-year-old Gursimram Singh.
What?
It's a common name, Stan. Gursimram Singh.
Okay.
He is a student at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. His dorm window faces a building of Fortune 500 banking technology company, NCR. Singh is a computer science major, and he desperately wanted an internship at NCR. So the enterprising 19-year-old came up with a plan. He used Post-it notes to write, "Hire me," on his window. Somebody at NCR saw the Post-it note and responded with their own Post-it note by writing email ? Posted it on their window.
I'm looking at that here.
He gave them his email, and after an interview, he nailed the internship.
Good for him.
Just a little bit of effort, folks, goes a long way. And you know what I'm talking about, Stan.
I'm going through that right now with a young person, a young boy.
You're not
going to
be spoon-fed.
There's a job opening. Oh, really? Can you set it up for me? No. I'll give you a contact. Oh, darn it. They want a resume. Darn it. Damn it.
Well, I understand that. I don't know what I'd do if somebody asked me for a resume.
I got yours.
Write K-Rock on a napkin and show it to
them? I got yours. It depends. And you're right. Here's the thing with our resume. How far back, you know, because they'll always tell you, put in a resume, don't go too far back. Go only back about 6-7 years.
We're still a one-pager.
Yeah, we're one-pager then. K-Rock. So what have you been doing the last 7 years? K-Rock?
And prior to that?
K-Rock.
And prior to that?
K-Rock.
And prior to that?
K-Rock.
I see.
Now, you want to go back farther than that? Melbourne.
that's too far.
Yeah.
So this K-Rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, by now, you must be in management or sit on the board something. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. Unfortunately, I'm not a member of management, and I'm not on any board.
So, Stan, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful manner.
Certainly.
But according to what you've handed me here.
Yes.
You are still working the same entry-level position as when you began with K-Rock?
That is correct. That is correct.
Would I be out of line asking why?
I've asked myself that question many times. But now that I'm speaking with you, sir, it means I've made my decision.
In a moment.
Yep. Jason and Todd.
The Diamond District. If you're in love and beginning to think it's time to get down on one knee and propose, well, then it's time for you to visit my friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District at Coconut Point in Estero. Want to save 20% off your engagement ring? Here's how. This weekend only, the Diamond District is celebrating romance with our annual Diamond Bridal event. Many of the top engagement designers will join the Diamond District for this two-day event, including Peter Storm, A. Jaffe, and Gabriel & Company, to name a few. Jason and Todd have been authorized to offer you 20% off designer engagement and wedding band prices, along with 12 months interest-free financing. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds at the most competitive prices in the world. Don't miss this two-day only Diamond Bridal event going on this weekend, when you'll save 20% off designer prices and receive 12 months interest-free financing. At the Diamond
District. And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, no, I would have been like 20, 21.
Yeah, I think I was in my late 20s when I got here.
I was too.
I'm figuring out next year is a milestone, because I would have my 29th year, if I make it to next year, half of my life, not half of my adult life, half of my life has been at K-Rock. I'm 1 year off right now for half of my life has been at K-Rock.
I got here at 27.
Well, it's 93 in March of this year.
I had just turned 27.
You in March of 93 is when you got here. I still remember the day, because we were out back here doing photographs.
Yeah, with the toilet.
Yep. That was the day you arrived.
And the place nearly burned down before I got here.
That's true.
Stan, you've said it many, many times. Oh, I don't know if I can do that now.
Okay, well, just know that I've said it many times, and the rule sticks.
Would you rather hear about the guy with the pile of leaves or the weaponized cat?
Ooh. Let's go. Well, we know what happened with the pile of leaves.
Yep. Perv. All right, we'll skip that.
Perv.
Yep. A police officer in Moscow recently showed up at an apartment complex after several people called in noise complaints. Apparently, a 59-year-old gent named Gennady.
Ooh, that's a very common name over there.
Was the one causing the disturbance.
That damn Gennady.
He was sitting at the foot of the stairs inside when police arrived and refused to cooperate or answer any questions. It turned out he'd been drinking.
Yeah.
Then, out of nowhere, things escalated in a hurry when he suddenly grabbed a nearby cat, shook it for a second to get it pissed off, and then threw the panicked cat at the police officer's face. In their words, he weaponized the cat. The cat, terrified at this point, latched on to the officer's face, sunk the claws in. It is not clear how bad the officer's injuries are, but apparently the cat's okay, and that's what matters. Police arrested him for use of violence against a public official. He faced 5 years in prison for it.
Drunk. I'll tell you, cats. He was just scrolling through cats, and they had such evil faces on them. They're a bad spirit, cats are. They'll take the breath from a baby.
Well, why do you keep having cats?
Let me tell you something, and we're negotiating this right now, my wife and I. Does he stay or does he go? We couldn't figure out what was going on because his cat feeder had plenty of cat food. He eats no filler.
Yeah, all
grain-free cat food required for his diet.
Mm-hmm.
And we started noticing his automatic feeder was filling up with cat food. It was because he didn't like that particular brand. He was going to start to starve himself.
But that's like the most expensive thing out there.
I have to get another brand of the grain-free. See, he doesn't like fish. He likes poultry. And he was purposely starving himself. This is how mean this cat is.
He'll show you.
Purposely starving himself until he got what he wanted. And when we would come into the kitchen and his food bowl is full of fresh food, water, he wouldn't touch it and would get so mad that he was attacking both of us until we had to go to the store, empty 2 pounds of cat food to put the kind in that he liked, and now he's fine.
I still do not...
Violent, evil.
I still do not understand why you specifically sought out such a high-maintenance animal.
I thought it would be fun. You want it?
You've been trying to... I don't know if you remember, but you've been trying to fob it off on me for the better part of a year.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
For not our the final first time story, I said
here
no.
is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
And you know what? If it was a kitten, I might. Yeah. But I know what you do to animals.
He's fine.
Bill?
Just got to realize, the squirt gun doesn't work. You use a super soaker with just a few drops of ammonia.
Stan?
Annie?
Strip club.
Yeah.
Just before 2 a.m.
Wonderful time. Wonderful. Nothing bad happens then.
22-year-old Jacqueline Lowe from beautiful Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
What exit, Rob? What exit is that?
No idea. So, Jackie, 22-year-old Jackie.
Yeah.
Was at the strip club last week with a female friend of hers just before 2 a.m. When they got into a heated argument over what? Whether to stay or whether to go.
Mm. Mm.
Now, we don't know who was on what side of the argument.
Right.
What we do know is this. They wound up leaving.
Okay, good. For the best.
But Jackie was so mad.
How mad was she?
She ran over her friend in the parking lot.
Oh, come on.
She was arrested for assault by auto, drunk driving, and other charges. Her friend was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Jeez.
Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, go figure.
And that's the news. For today, Friday, Rollvember 1st.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Mucky, telling it like it is.
Today,
I consider myself
the luckiest man.
Jason.
May have had a bad break.
But I got an awful lot to live for. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this week. Rob Show will be in at 6 o'clock, and he will take you through your evening. Oh, by the way, What's Dave getting you tonight? What are you eating tonight?
Subs.
Oh, nice.
One of them is going to have spicy mustard on it. I don't know which one.
What, is one for him and then one's for you?
No.
Both are for you.
Yeah.
Two full subs.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to eat.
All right. Is he getting any himself anything?
You never know.
Yeah. Something that should take a half hour to get usually takes 2 or 3 hours. A
lot of unexplained, unaccounted for time.
Yeah.
What goes on?
I don't know. He takes your money and goes to a tavern. let's
get... like a pub?
Yep. Let's get
like a
yep.
tap room?
Yep. Hangs out there and claims he was hitting on a chick.
You mean like a gin mill?
Yes. Let's see what we got here. Okay. We'll do this. Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle. Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. Then we're dealing with a crash. 20,000 block of Summerlin Road, right by the Van Heusen store. Then Fort Myers, we got a crash. Island Park Road and South Tamiami Trail. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. Pelican Colony Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And you.
What are we talking about? Like a watering hole, a juke joint, a social club?
Yup. You know what? I at one time wanted to join that German American social club just to hang out and be among my friends. Huh. And what the hell? It's not his money. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
This is the new trend I've noticed with every infomercial on TV. There's always a British dude in every infomercial, and his one job is he just can't believe things. His entire job is to be blown away by really simple things. Like, I can't believe you just blended that piece of tomato and that piece of steak. That's truly incredible. Like, he's never seen a food processor before. What? Hold on. They're always so blown. What? What's going on here? What are you doing? You're telling me that machine not only makes smoothies, it also makes omelets. Ah! I don't want to live in this world of lies. It's like just shy of the movie Taken. Like, give me back my kids. Why are you showing me these miraculous inventions and locking me in a room?
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Oh, what a week. What a week he had.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, buddy? How did Halloween go? Any problems? Everything went smoothly? Oh, no. No, not again. You know what? And you always give out full-size candy.
Well, I thought that would protect me, but it doesn't.
What happened?
Well, me and my good friend, Manuel, well, he's an employee.
Right, but he acts like your friend.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you're paying him.
Uh-huh. And, well, we just...
He acts like he's your best friend. He'll come, I bet you, and say, I'll do anything for you, bro. I love you, man. A lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's very emotional.
Does he stay at your house? Does he sleep over sometime?
Well, I've told him he's always welcome. We've got plenty of room.
Uh-huh. So you're hanging out with your buddy.
Well, we spent the day cleaning up just miles and miles of green toilet paper.
Oh, not Big Greenus again?
You don't know the half of it. Now, I'm a nice guy. Yep. I hand out full-size candy bars. I sign autographs. I do everything but beg these kids to leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it would be a great idea to let them know I'm in the Halloween spirit. And I put up a a straw man, a scarecrow type installation.
Yeah.
And I thought this would do the trick because around the neck of the scarecrow, I had a little cardboard sign made up that said, "No tricks."
Bad move.
It was a bad move because, well, the straw man, the scarecrow, whatever you want to call it, was molested.
Molested how?
You know, I hesitate to even say it. I don't want to put any ideas out there, but I had no idea that they made that many green Twizzlers. But on the scarecrow's crotch, there was about a foot of green Twizzlers all tied together, you know, lying limp.
Yeah.
Towards the ground, and my sign that said no tricks had been flipped over and spray painted in green paint. Big green.
That's terrible, Broadway. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
What have I done?
You've done nothing.
You deserve this treatment.
This wouldn't have happened in 1969, I tell you that right now. That wouldn't have happened. You know, they don't know who you are. It's this new generation, Broadway. They don't know who you are.
I don't understand this new generation. And I can't stand the pussification of the National Football League.
Not like your day. Not like your day.
I ran across a comment that really had me steaming. Are you familiar with the sprinter Usain Bolt?
Yes, one of the fastest men alive, the gold shoes.
Well, he said he might like to be a wide receiver in the NFL.
Sure.
And they said, well, what makes you say that? And he says, well, for a long time I thought about it, but the game was too dangerous. But now it's safe. I'll be glad to do it.
Yep. He would. Bob Hayes, longtime Dallas Cowboy, Olympic gold in '64, played a long career for the Dallas Cowboys. Sprinter, remember Ronaldo Nehemiah?
Yeah,
they played.
Yeah, and they weren't scaredy cats.
Nope. Yeah.
When you got somebody saying, "Oh, I wouldn't have done that a couple of years ago," but they've dumbed it down so much now, I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to introduce him to Jack Tatum.
Yeah. Oh, Big Cat Ernie Ladd. Did you have San Francisco winning last night?
Absolutely.
All right. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 9 in the NFL. The early game, the 9:30 a.m. game over in England. He's got Jacksonville. Here in the States, 1 o'clock game winners, Buffalo, Minnesota. The Jets, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Carolina. 4 o'clock game winners, Oakland, Seattle, Cleveland, Green Bay. Football night in America, he likes the New England Patriots. And Monday night, the Dallas Cowboys. Broadway, I'm sorry about Halloween. I'm glad your buddy there that you pay to hang around you, helped you clean up, and this big greenness and the green Twizzlers and the scarecrow, that we can just put Halloween away for another year.
Well, I'm quite sure it's offensive, but no one has ever been able to tell me what big greenness means.
Well, it's hugely offensive, and the best you don't know, and the best you don't even try to guess. And please, we're in November now. That means Thanksgiving, so be careful.
Why should I be careful for Thanksgiving?
Well, you've got family issues.
Oh, Jesus.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.